Exclusive, Jim Jordan, Americans are witnessing the consequences of an open border. By Hannah Knudsen on September 14, 2024. The American people are witnessing the consequences of an open border under Vice President Kamala Harris's leadership. Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, noting that the United States went from a secure border to no border. This week, Republicans in Congress had victims of migrant crime testify, and Jordan described it as tough to listen to. They were great witnesses, don't get me wrong. But it was just the terrible things that happened to these three young ladies. And then, of course, the one young man, the son, his mom talked about one time he used fentanyl and it took his life. And it was a good young man, 15-year-old freshman in high school, he said. It's just powerful stories that underscore what happens when you have an open border. And I tell everyone, literally, we went from a secure border to no border. And you're seeing it play out, he said, noting that some of the illegal migrants who have come into the country are on the terrorist watch list. All of this has resulted in terrible crime that happened to the families that we had testify this week, and others around the country. And then, of course, you got the situation where you have the stress on your education system, your healthcare system, your housing market, like we have in Springfield, Ohio, where you have what some estimates are 20,000 Haitians come into a community of 60,000, he said. So this is what happens when you don't have a border. When you have a commander-in-chief and an administration who simply will not enforce the law, he explained, emphasizing that Harris is at fault, as she and Biden let millions into the country. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., September 14, 2024. They let 10 million people come in the country. 10 million migrants, 99 on the terrorist watch list. Many of them have done terrible things like you heard from this past week in our hearing. And she was the border czar, he said of Harris, explaining that they stopped deciding requests for temporary parole on a case-by-case basis and just opened it up instead. Instead, what they said is, we're going to just open it up for categories of people. And so for Cubans, for Haitians, for Venezuelans, and people from Honduras, they just let them come in. 300,000 from Cuba, 20,000 of them are in Springfield, Ohio. So this is the failed policy that are impacting, again, not just border communities, but every community, he said, noting that Harris can say what she wants. But the American people have eyes and can see what's going on. When asked how this can be turned around, Jordan said it all comes down to the election and electing former President Donald Trump. It's that simple. Look, we have to win. If we don't take the Senate, we don't win the White House and keep the House. They'll do more of this. Everyone understands that you cannot just bring in a short period of time, 20,000 people into a community of 60,000 and not impact, as you said, the education system, the healthcare system, the housing market, he said of the news out of Springfield, Ohio. Jordan said he received a call from a friend in that community this week who told him that there are issues with car accidents because so many people can't drive, and they're not trained to drive, yet they do. This is what happens when you have an administration who takes the position that this administration took from day one. Day one, he said, noting that the Biden-Harris administration dismantled the secure border by ceasing work on the wall, nixing Remain in Mexico, and adding parole authority for certain countries and allowing those people to come in. You do those things, you are going to get 10 million. You are going to get what we have now in our country, and the impact it has on our community, and the American people said enough. And then when they come in, all the benefits they get with your tax dollars, with American tax money, that's what's so frustrating to the American people, Jordan said. Again, I think this starts to get through to the voters, and I think it's why President Trump's gonna be our next president. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.